Chains. Paul is in physical chains in a prison. King Agrippa is bound in the chains of sin. Of the two, only Paul is free. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian." And Paul said, "I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains." Acts 26:28-29. A look at the story. Paul, a prisoner in chains, appears before us. It is necessary to know the history here to fully appreciate these two verses of Scripture. Paul appears before King Agrippa, and he shares his testimony and faith in Jesus Christ with him. The words are powerful and moving. Paul shares about his encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. That encounter has turned his life around from being a persecutor of the followers of Christ to that of a staunch believer. Paul risks his life at every turn for spreading the message of Christ. He now gives his testimony to the king, even in the face of long imprisonment or death. Agrippa must be touched by the strength of character of the man. His words must strike a nerve and resonate with faith and truth. Agrippa says Paul has almost persuaded him to become a Christian. However, Agrippa leaves the room unconverted. Continuing on his way as king, yet spiritually impoverished and still destined for hell, almost does not find him professing Christ as his Savior. Believing in Jesus Christ as Savior and confessing our sins to God through Christ alone saves. Almost does not do it. Paul wants us all to be free in Christ. Paul then tells the king that he wishes that all to whom Paul witnesses might altogether believe as he does. He wants them to be like him in his faith and closeness to Christ. In fact, he wants everyone to have what he does, except for them not to have his physical chains. Paul knows that they can be free of their chains of sin and sorrow through Christ. He knows his spiritual chains are forever gone and that the physical chains are only temporary. Are you free or chained? Paul is truly the free man in this passage. The king leaves the scene still in his chains. Like King Agrippa, are you still chained? Or like Paul, are you free in Christ forever?